flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, folks. We're here at the host committee booth on Media Row out at the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. What a transformation that has gone on here. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me. The NFL Experience opens today.
Yes, at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Very exciting. 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Have you walked over there?
I've seen it.
It's so impressive.
I snuck in yesterday
and
walked around. Who are you? Don't worry about it. I'm out of here.
I got a credential right here.
No, but you got to bring your kids down. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Kids are free, under 12, to get in. Adults 12 and over, just $20 to get in. And if you went to it last time the Super Bowl was here, it's twice as big.
Yeah.
Two times, at least twice as much stuff to do, and there are more interactive experiences, more things to see, touch, do, feel, play, kick, catch, throw. It's something.
So, Dave, you know, one of the themes of the city is that we are built to host, and obviously there's nothing more emblematic than that than the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, and joining us is Adam Strait, Chief Operating Officer here at the Morial Convention Center. Adam, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You look calm, Adam.
The hard part's over. Execution is the easy part.
Yeah, everything's in, right?
Yeah. It's been a year or two in the making. So.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, though, 20 hours ago, I was next door in the portion of the building where we're setting up the NFL Experience. And it was like someone had kicked an anthill, and everyone was running around like crazy, and it still looked like about half of the stuff still needed to be hung, put up, painted, laid down, put in place.
Happens all the time. My first experience, I've been, you know, almost 25 years in the business. My first convention show, I walked the show floor the night before, and I was like, there's no way possible we're going to be open in the morning. This like, it's not even set up. Miracles happen overnight. Yeah. So
it looks great.
So you guys embarked on really a major transformation of this convention center, obviously in anticipation of the Super Bowl and so many other incredible events that y'all are hosting here, which I think NADA is next week. Is that right?
Oh, NADA was last week.
Oh, last week. It was last week. That's right. I'm sorry.
During that little snowstorm.
That little snowstorm lull. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a great picture of the NADA logo covered in snow.
I shoveled the snow off of that
logo. I forgot about that. The days are running into one another now.
Yeah.
But so tell us about the transformation here and how this came about and where we stand today.
Sure. You know, I'd love to say that we did it all for the Super Bowl because the timing's impeccable. But we did it for the NADAs and the orgills that are coming up,
right,
and all the major events that we host year-round. But we embarked on this plan, this capital strategy, in 2019 when I got here, to the tune of $557 million. Happy to announce that the portion of the building that we're sitting in, a third of our building, what we call Phase 3, is completely done. It's completely renovated, all the meeting rooms, all the lobby spaces. It looks like a brand new facility.
It does.
We're very proud of it.
Yeah,
it looks
great. Outside, the promenade, all of that looks wonderful. The Super Bowl kind of changed the complexion of it, the NFL did, right?
Right, right.
With all the security and everything that goes along with that. But, I mean, the facility looks as good as it's ever looked.
Yeah, and neat little details. You know, when you walk around, often you're at a convention or whatever, you just kind of walk in, you're looking at your phone, you're talking to whoever. But I took time to actually look around, and some of the neat little things y'all thought of. There are these little booths where if you just need to a little break to get away, you can go sit in this booth that makes it feel like you're sitting on a streetcar.
You know what those booths used to be?
What are they?
Payphones.
The payphones, yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, yeah.
It was a problem in the industry that no one could figure out. It took them a while to figure out, I guess, what to do with these payphone banks that aren't used anymore,
yeah.
Right? And we thought of a pretty creative solution. We named them after each of the neighborhoods in New Orleans to give it that New Orleans feel. And you mentioned that, you know, I tell the story all the time. If you used to walk in this convention center, you'd think you're in Topeka, Kansas. Nothing against Topeka, Kansas at
right.
all.
But very vanilla.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel like you're in New Orleans. Now you feel like you're in New Orleans with the different fonts on the wall, the numbers, just the carpet.
Yeah, the everything. Carpet's so much more festive now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole flavor obviously changed. I mean, I hadn't been in here that many times, I guess, as opposed to others, mm-hmm. but I noticed it right away.
Yeah, yeah, it's transformational. It really is. And it's, you know, I hate to say that it's no big deal, but it's paint. A lot of it's paint and carpet
yeah.
and, you know, just aesthetics.
500
yeah.
how many million dollars worth of paint?
Yeah. Well, 557 for the entire capital strategy, but...
And you guys are about to embark upon another project, obviously, working closely with the Omni mm-hmm. Hotel Group. I saw an artist rendering of that hotel the other day. It looks absolutely magnificent.
Stunning. Yeah.
It's hard to imagine a structure that size fits on that property, but I stopped this morning as I was walking here, and that piece of land's bigger than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
yeah, if you've ever had to walk it after a Mardi Gras parade, that is a big piece of land.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of times the float's parked there. You get off the float and you want to walk somewhere. Whoo!
Yeah, so you know, I kind of stopped and I was looking. I said, "Well, it's a lot more acreage than you think, right?"
And that's been the missing piece for you is having a hotel on site,
headquarter hotel. Absolutely, our clients tell us that every single year, every time they come back, to the point of it's a game changer because we'll keep that business and we'll get new business from it. If we don't have it, we could lose business.
Where are you at in that process of getting that hotel?
The board just approved the deal points, still conditions precedent in that deal structure, but well on our way to work with Omni and get it started. It's exciting.
So when should it be complete? What's the goal?
Goal of completion is 29. Yeah, it's about a 30 to 36 month build. That size hotel.
Yeah,
1,000
room. 1,000 room hotel.
1,000 room hotel.
Connected to the convention center.
Yep.
Wow.
There will be a walkover or something?
We're still in the design phase,
right.
Very early. Still to be determined.
And a lot of the one thing I do here, so are there any trams, moving sidewalks, electric vehicles, something to move us around? Because you keep getting bigger and bigger. How many miles now is it from Hall A all the way through Hall J?
It's about a mile. Yeah, let me say it's a mile. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I wear these comfortable shoes.
Yeah, great socks, too.
Thank you.
In fact, everyone...
He just stuck his foot on the table.
Everyone that I see that works here are always wearing comfortable shoes. Because you
have to. Yeah.
You could walk... we've been walking back and forth to the studio, and you know, some folks have been making 4 or 5 trips a day. And
We're getting our steps in. Super Bowl, you talked about how this is a one-time event. We know it only happens every 5 to 15 years, depending on how the NFL's cycle works out. But your bread and butter is still your conventions that come that are on a 2-year, 3-year rotation,
yeah.
Your events that return here annually.
Yeah.
How does the Super Bowl, though, help you then get more of those events through all of the publicity from the 6,000 credentialed media that are here right now and all the attention the world will be looking at not only New Orleans, but specifically at your building here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it. It gives that lure to the city, right? It's a destination. People want to be here, and we want to host them, and we want to be that prominent facility and set those standards so people can come and have their events year in, year out. We host a number of annual events. We host, to your point, someone rotation, large events. NADA, like we mentioned earlier,
Car Dealers Association.
15,000 people in the middle of a snowstorm. Oregil is another, thousands of people that are coming to the facility. So it's what we do. I mean, it's we love it. It's so impactful to the community, not only locally but statewide, of course. But yeah, I mean, that's why we're here, to put heads in beds and create compelling experiences. So,
are you bracing for a surge of business and inquiries after the Super Bowl?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, to your point, the media is going to, all eyes are on us. This is all eyes are on us, starting last week to through the weekend. So, we've even hosted several media tours and walkthroughs of the new space, just to get that to get our name and our building out there. So, I do believe that we'll gain some. We'll continue.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To gain momentum in the
and it looks as though the vision is, as the development increases in this area, it's almost going to be like a little mini city inside of the city, right?
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned...
you have Shell coming down. You have some other things that are being
developed 40 acres,
as well.
Yeah, the 40 acres upriver, that's underway right now.
What's happening with that 40 acres?
Yeah, so they're preparing the site to build, so all the infrastructure underground, under the earth, is being installed and laid out. To your point, to be a small little city grid. Once that's completed, Shell will come out of the ground. That's scheduled to start in the coming weeks.
What is Shell for those people who don't know?
The corporate headquarters building.
It's going to be on your campus.
Yes, yeah,
they're building a new building. They're moving out of One Shell Square and building a new building right here on this campus.
Yep, right next to us. Very excited.
And Top Golf is coming.
Top Golf is the site that's across the.
Is that where the H parking lot?
Yeah,
is?
H and I.
Yeah, H and I.
I'm parked right there now.
Yeah,
right next to one of the test pilings.
Another huge site, right?
I mean,
you look at these parcels and you're like, well, that can't go there. And then you kind of take a step back and you're like, man, that's massive.
The old Glazer Steel Complex, is that something under the control of the Convention Authority or no?
No. No,
the two huge smokestacks.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah, not under our control. Partners of RD&I developers, they had purchased that, so it's part of that
part of the overall development,
not on our property.
Okay. Yeah, because that's been a piece of property that, you know, when you think about that large a piece of property on the river undeveloped is
That has the ability to be something really, really special.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see that design come to fruition.
We were talking with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser about this time yesterday, and he predicted record numbers of people coming to the city this year. He thinks they're going to break the record again. What does that mean for you, and do you think you're going to see record convention and other business here in your building?
I think so. I mean, the Super Bowl, it's so popular. To your point, last time we hosted, it's twice the size, right? The same game, twice the size. Twice the size media center powered by Verizon, and then twice the size the experience. I mean, it will bring, hopefully it'll bring locals out to us, and they'll get a glimpse of what the convention center has done to power the community and get a feel for, you know, what we do day in and day out.
So. And then you got to break this down, and immediately you have how many Mardi Gras balls in here?
a lot. That is one of our premier local annual clients. And
yeah, I ride an Orpheus on Monday night, and we come in to the convention center, and you know that's
great.
One of the best parts of the entire.
Bacchus comes in here. Zulu has their ball here after their parade.
Zulu Friday night.
Before the parade.
The second weekend Friday night. We had Endymion the last 3 years.
They're back in the dome.
So we get Saturday off.
You don't sound too upset about it.
Sunday Bacchus and then Monday Orpheus.
Yeah.
And then it's right into convention season again.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on the transformation of this facility. I know the entire team here has worked very, very hard. And we appreciate that as well, and it shows. I mean, you know, the dedicated effort that y'all put forward here is just absolutely incredible in setting this city apart from so many others.
It's been an intense 6 years for you, we know. But
we're so proud of our team and what they've been able to accomplish. So thank you very
absolutely.
Much for noticing.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We're broadcasting live from the host committee's booth here at on Media Row. A lot more people this morning.
Getting in today, I could tell it like doubled the number of people just trying to get in through security.
Yeah.
And every day, more celebrities are showing up to making the rounds here. And today is kind of, they told us, the springboard day. Today, Monday and Tuesday seemed wild. That was just the warm-up. Today, it kind of goes into the trajectory of just spacebound.
We'll talk about the media party that I went to last night. Adam was there. That was crazy, right? You've been to a lot of these things. I have to say that one was over the top.
Absolutely.
The looks on your faces when you mentioned it.
Barry Kern and his staff and all the host committee, they just did it. I mean, they left no stone unturned.
They went all out.
It was all out. It was incredible. About 8,000, about 8 or 9,000 people there last evening. It was great. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.